here for you right now on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com exclusively for Dan Tortora Broadcast Media LLC as well. We have Syracuse football alum and NFL prospect Justin Pugh. Justin, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just down here in Atlanta training, trying to get ready for the NFL draft, so it's going well.
Let's start, Justin, with talking about Atlanta and the digs that you have down there, the tough lifestyle that you're living.
Well, I mean, they try to give you the best accommodations as possible. So I have a one-room apartment. I got a nice, like, 42-inch TV. I got the Xbox set up so I can get online and play some of the other guys that are training elsewhere in the country. So it's nice. But, I mean, I'm not here too much because I work out from, like, 8 a.m. to 12:30 doing, like, agilities. And weightlifting, and then I come back at 1 o'clock and I do some positional work and I'm there. And then after that, I'm doing like yoga. So I'm training most of the day. So when I get back here, it's mostly just to eat and sleep. So I don't get to really live it up and see what Atlanta has to offer.
When we talk about free time, something that has been brought up to me before by Jerome Smith, Jay Bromley, was that there was this Xbox war going on during your time at Syracuse. Games that were very important, taken very, very seriously, and just bring me into that world and what was going on during your time at Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that they played NBA 2K, which we didn't play, but we had a little league set up in our apartment, our four-person apartment with me, Zach Chabane, Alec Lemon, and Charlie Lowe. We would keep tabs on everyone's records. And like, we considered ourselves like the SEC of the team. Like, we were the best conference. If you came into our house and you played somebody, you were going to play the best opponent. So, like, I guess I was probably like the Alabama because I was the best one in the house at Madden, which is a game we played the whole time. Charlie Lowe was probably second, then Alec, and then Chabane was kind of taking up the rear. But he held his own out of conference. He would beat most people, so that's kind of how we looked at it.
I have to ask, with the Philadelphia Eagles being your team in real life, is that the team that you used in Madden, or did you go for some other teams that aren't your favorite?
No, I was never the Eagles. I can't play with a lefty quarterback, and I'm not a big quarterback running guy, so I would like to play with, like, the Texans. I love San Fran. I like to establish the run and then, you know, play stingy defense. That's kind of my forte.
Now, I know that Madden has evolved over time, and I have the new game, Madden 2013, and, you know, do you still play, or do you have that opportunity to play the running back position where you could see from their eyes? Because I would think that would be a lineman's dream for you.
Yeah, I think you can change and you can be, but I don't think you can go from the running back's perspective. It actually helped me out with, like, identifying defenses because I was able to find out, like, what a cover two is, what a cover three is, and what coverages work best because when you're playing Charlie Lowe, he's always audibling and doing all these crazy things on offense. So it actually helped me in real football to get a better understanding of the game.
It's definitely got to help. Speaking here with Justin Pugh, Syracuse football alum, trying to make it to the NFL, that, you know, when you play a game like Madden, that you do learn things and you understand defenses better, in your case, as a lineman. And did you feel that way at Syracuse, that this game could actually help you in a way to move forward in your career?
I mean, I think it helped me just knowing more about defenses. I don't know much about defenses. So offensively, I mean, it's kind of generic, the plays you can run. But I find out, like, what receivers' routes are and more things outside of the offensive line. Because in Madden, the game, it doesn't really cover what extensively what offensive linemen do and how intricate it is. It's kind of fake. But the receivers' routes and all those concepts, is definitely, it's very realistic. I know Charlie and Alec always mention that. So being able to pick up on those things, it helps my game because, I mean, you're able to know what kind of routes they're running. But at the same time, it's a video game, so it's not 100% accurate, and you still got to learn it and see it in real life to really get a good understanding.
Who is your best matchup in the house? If you had to choose between Alec, Charlie, and Zach, who would you say provided the best competition for you?
Me and Charlie had the most craziest matchups. In the very beginning, he had got me like the first 7 games, but then I had a stretch at the end. I didn't lose to Charlie for the rest of the time I was at that school. I was actually just destroying him, beating him by 21 points every time. So he was like my kryptonite in the beginning, and then I came back to really set the tone. I left my mark, so I was happy with the way things ended on my Madden tenure at Syracuse.
So basically you were Syracuse and Charlie was West Virginia.
Yeah, basically, yeah. At the end, but Charlie's probably the second best, and he beat everybody else. I just ended up figuring out how he played and was able to adjust.
And I have to ask you this about Alec. Did he ever run the ball when he played against you?
No, Alec never. I think he beat me once, but Alec's a good player. He just got too ingrained in passing. Charlie actually never runs at all. So Alec is the second most. He would run and pass a little bit. Charlie never ran, and then Zach ran the whole time, basically.
It's interesting that parallel of what you do on the field translated over into how you each played Madden.
Oh, yeah, it's the most competitive thing we had in our house. Like, we had a scoreboard. It was like, it got pretty intense. I mean, there were some nights where we would stay up till 1 or 2 in the morning playing, and we wouldn't let the other person go to sleep until they gave you a rematch or something like that.
With you getting ready for the NFL draft and Alec and Zach doing the same, Charlie getting ready for his final season at Syracuse and an opportunity to be the quarterback, do you all still get to be in touch with each other on Xbox? Do you play against each other or even be able to talk to each other on the phone?
Yeah, we actually have like a group thread on the iPhone. Like, it has an iMessage where we can all be in the same group. So we talk every day, actually. I mean, we're always just kind of messing around, just having the same jokes that we always talk about and kind of seeing how everyone's doing. So it's something good about technology. It can kind of keep us all close together even when we're so far apart.
Speaking here with Justin Pugh, Syracuse football alum, looking at the fact that the man that was on your right at your time at Syracuse, Zach Chabane, that both of you are in this draft looking to realize your dream of making it to the NFL together, what does it mean to you to have not only your partner on the field, but your roommate and your close friend here with you in the draft?
I mean, it's going to be unbelievable. We can share our experience with each other, kind of help each other, what something I may have went through or something he's going through right now, to help each other just throughout this process. I know it's exciting. It's going to be one of the best times in our lives, and it's just fun to be able to share with like my closest buddies who I came in together with. And it's kind of been our dream since we were wide-eyed freshmen, and now it's kind of becoming a reality, and it's exciting to share that with him, Alec, Ryan, all the other guys that are coming out, Shamarco Thomas. It's great.
Now, something that you brought up in your daily routine, yoga, I have to know this. How interesting is it for a lineman to be able to do what you need to do in yoga?
Oh, well, just coming down here and just with Coach Hicks, they've always kind of been real, real big on flexibility. If you're flexible, it's going to help you out tremendously no matter what you're doing. It just helps your whole body overall. I mean, I don't want to get into like the logistics of it, because I'm not even really sure, but I just know that it's good for you, and it's something that we did. I think all my roommates, we did it last spring, and it was something that I kind of carried over into being in my time in Atlanta. So I definitely think it's something that I'm going to have with me for the rest of my life, making sure I do those little extra things, taking care of your body, because Coach Hackett always used to tell us that our body's our corporation. If you want to be successful, you have to take care of all the little things.
With the news coming out that your former offensive coordinator at Syracuse, Nathaniel Hackett, was moving along with Doug Marrone to the NFL, 33 years old, was a quality control coach in the NFL before with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Buffalo Bills, what's your response to hearing of Coach Hackett moving forward to the NFL and getting the position of offensive coordinator like that of what you held at Syracuse?
Well, I think you can look at how he came to Syracuse. When he first got there, he was kind of just like our passing game coordinator, and his role grew as every year went by, and he's a great coach. I mean, you saw what we were able to do with our offense this year. I think that he's the best man for the job. He's ready for the challenge. He's probably the most enthusiastic coach I've ever been around. I think that's something that the Bills could use. They could use that the infusion of enthusiasm that's going to really help them. And I think Coach Marrone bringing the discipline to the team. I don't know what's going on in Buffalo, but I'm sure he'll do a great job. I'm just thankful because the situation that they put me in now, I feel like I'm way ahead of the game with just my technique and my preparation for the combine. I see some other guys down here that they're great players, and they don't have the same. They probably didn't have the same coaching. I'm just thankful I had three great coaches on the offensive side of the ball with Coach Marrone, Coach Atkins, and Coach Hackett.
Knowing that you personally are looking toward the NFL, also looking at your alma mater of Syracuse, without having Doug Marrone and Nathaniel Hackett for the future, What can you say about this team, and how confident are you that Syracuse can move forward and continue to do good things in the future?
I mean, first off, just hearing that it's my alma mater now is just, it's crazy for me to think, because, I mean, 4 years ago I was just coming in as a freshman, and now it's, I'm looking back at the program, where it's come from, and I'm happy. I mean, it's I think the direction it's going is definitely on the up and up, because we have the same people in place, the same philosophy. I know Coach Shaper's a great coach, and I always thought he was probably going to leave and become a head coach when we were there, because his defense had always been so dominant, and now he's got the reins, and I think he's going to do a great job. I have full faith in Coach Shaper.
And moving to the future, as far as the coaching staff and Scott Shaper being elevated from defensive coordinator, where he was when you were at Syracuse, Justin, and now to head coach, this is a guy who, when I speak to him off the field, very soft-spoken, sounds relaxed. On the field, can get very energetic, very loud. What can you say about his personality? Because he seems like he can turn it on and turn it off when he needs to bring it up and bring it down.
Yeah, I think he really uses the technique of tough love, where he'll get after you on the field, but then when you're off the field, he's the man. I know he always had the defensive players over for a barbecue at his house like twice a year, and they loved him. I mean, the guys on defense, they would do anything for him, and that just goes to show what type of coach he is and the type of relationship he has with his players, and I think that'll just carry over, and he'll be able to implement the same ideas on offense and just be a good leader that he is. He definitely deserves it. He's the type of coach that he's worked his way up the ranks, and he definitely deserves a shot at being a head coach.
And in looking at him being the head coach of Syracuse, are you ultimately happy, Justin, that Syracuse stayed inside the coaching staff instead of bringing a name from the outside in choosing who their head coach would be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they would have got someone completely new, it would have felt foreign and awkward for me, because going back, I can't just like walk in the doors like I used to and just go up and give everyone like a high five or a hug or whoever I see. It would feel different. I'm glad that when I go back in there, it's going to be the same coaches. I mean, Coach Marone won't be there, but I mean, we're gonna bring in some new faces, and they'll fit right into the way we've been doing things. So I'm excited. I'm glad that everything's staying the same. The weight coaches will still be there, still be the same people, and the administration, who I've built such great relationships with throughout the years, will still be there. So it's a great time to be a Syracuse Orange man. I'm looking forward to seeing them out there next year.
When we look at what the team did with you there this past season for Syracuse in that hurry-up offense that Nathaniel Hackett ran, how important is it for Syracuse to continue to run an offense of that style moving forward?
I think that they definitely should keep the no-huddle offense, especially with the way the ACC is, with their ups-and-go-off offense as well. You have to have an explosive offense in that conference. We're going to need to score points, but at the same time, I think our defense was relatively young this year, and we're going to have a lot of guys back, so I think that'll be a strong suit for us next year. So I'm looking forward to the offensive coordinator and Charlie Loeb work together and getting the offense right back to where we were this year.
With all the changes going on this offseason with the coaching staff and recruits thinking about, do they want to go to Syracuse still, do they not want to go there, national letters of intent and making that decision, what would you say to a recruit who's unsure about Syracuse on whether or not they should come to Syracuse?
I mean, the philosophy, the core values of the program are still the same. Coach Marone always said, no person is bigger than the program. So when you look, you lose two very key figures in the program. The program's still there. Everything that Coach Marone built and taught all the players is still in the players' core values. So nothing's really changed. You signed to play with a team, to play with a group of guys that you're going to go out there and play with. You obviously want a great coach. They have a great coach, Coach Shaper, and he's still going to be around. So all the defensive players, they shouldn't feel any reason to want to leave, because everyone they were signing to go with and get coached by is still there. Offensively, the same system's still going to be implemented. I mean, we still have guys like Coach Atkins, who's been around. Maybe he'll end up being the offensive coordinator. Who knows? And the wide receivers coach is still there. So everyone that the players were familiar with, besides maybe the quarterbacks that are coming in, should have no problem. And then once we hire a quarterback's coach or an offensive coordinator, then those quarterbacks make their decision if they still feel that it's there. But I know all the fans are behind them. The program's going in the right direction, and it's something that's exciting and I would want to be a part of if I was a recruit, and that's what I would tell them.
Looking at the Syracuse Orange football team, both past and present, with Syracuse Orange football alum Justin Pugh, we'll start with Coach Marone and then move on to Coach Schaefer and then Coach Hackett. What's something about Coach Marone that you would know from the inside that maybe we wouldn't know?
About Coach Marone, how much effort he put into that program. I would come in some nights and we would it'd be like 11 o'clock at night. We would be going out like on a Saturday night, like in the off season, and his truck would be there at 12 o'clock at night. I mean, he was there all the time. He would sleep on his couch some nights. I remember them telling us he put so much effort into doing every little thing that he could. And that's why our program is heading in the direction that's going. And you can't fault that man for, if say we didn't win the 8 games this season, and he probably wouldn't be, everyone would probably be saying, hey, let's fire Coach Marone right now. Let's do this, let's do that. But the amount of work and effort that he put into this program was unparalleled. And I know that's why he's going to be successful at the next level. And that's something that he instilled in the coaches, and hopefully Coach Schaefer will be able to do the same thing.
Looking to Coach Schaefer next, what's something about him that we wouldn't know?
His love for the game is I would say, I don't want to say unparalleled. It sounds very similar to the last one, but I never met a coach that was so into every play. Like, he put so much effort into every single play that's out there. Like, sometimes you see coaches kind of like sitting off in the corner and letting the offense just work and run their plays, but Coach Schaefer was just always out there talking to his guys, making sure every little thing was right. And I just think his passion for the game is just something that people might not see unless they come to a practice. Like, you've probably seen it, but the fans might not see it. And it's something that in the locker room, his halftime speeches are the best that I've ever heard. And he does a great job of getting the team pumped up, and I know he'll do a great job next year.
Is there any halftime speech that Schaefer gave that you'll never forget, one that stood out to you?
He never gave the offense a halftime speech, but we would just overhear him talking to the defense, and we would get pumped up. You know, he would just say, I mean, he would choose his words wisely and probably can't repeat them, but locker room talk, and just the things that I'll never forget. And that's the best thing about being part of a team, being in that locker room and coming together. It was a good experience for me.
Finally, with Coach Hackett, what's something about him that we may not know?
I think something about Coach Hackett is how fun he made this game for me. He was always kind of like the guy I would go to if I had problems. I would go to him and Coach Atkins. They were kind of the guys that were always there for you. And I think Coach Hackett, just how much fun he had, it kind of rubbed off on everyone. He loves this game. He doesn't need to do it. I mean, he could probably do so many other things. I think he used to be a hip-hop instructor. Like, he's done so many things, and he brings that versatility, that like fresh attitude to the game that it just makes him, gives him that edge. And that's something that I know was great for me to be around for the past 3 years. And I know hopefully maybe I'll end up in Buffalo and get to keep having a great time with them up there. But it's something that they'll definitely miss Syracuse, and hopefully they'll bring in someone that can have that fun and make it enjoyable for all the players.
If you had your name called to the Buffalo Bills during the NFL draft, and not any disrespect to any of the other 31 teams, bring me into what it would feel like to hear your name with the Bills.
I mean, first off, just getting drafted into the NFL, I can't really tell you how that would feel, because it's just been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. So, like, for one of your dreams to come true, it probably would just be, like, the best feeling in the world. I probably would start crying. I don't even know. But give my mom a big hug, because, I mean, my parents have been through a lot with me through these years, supporting me, coming to every game. It was just kind of like the culmination of all the hard work I've been doing. And to go to Buffalo, to know I'm going to be around good people, it would make it even more better for me, because getting yourself into a stable organization is what creates very good players. You see, like, very, very talented players go to bad situations, and it ends up hurting them. I mean, going and being with Coach Marone, who I know is a very good individual, and just is all about building a better man. That would be something I would love to continue doing. But at the same time, you really have no choice in where you're going. I know there's a lot of great teams out there, and I'm just looking forward to working hard and going out there and adding value to whatever organization I get drafted to.
Well, it's definitely a positive, and some big words coming from you, Justin, which I expect nothing less. Before I let you go, knowing that you enjoy laughing and, you know, had the opportunity to see more of that when we were all down in Providence, Rhode Island for Big East Media Day, which of the three coaches that we've talked about has the best sense of humor?
Hackett. Hackett's got the best sense of humor. I don't get to see Schaefer as much because we're not in meetings with him all the time. And Coach Marone, being the head coach, he kind of has to keep his wits about it. He can't really relax a lot because, I mean, he's the head coach. You have to be able to take him very seriously. But Coach Hackett, he was hilarious. Like I said, he made it so much more fun once he got there. No offense to Coach Spence, who I had my freshman year, but him and Coach Hackett were complete 180s. And Hackett is the perfect coach for an up-tempo offense because he lives his life up-tempo all the time. He's like going, going, going. So he's definitely a fun guy, and we shared some laughs throughout the years.
Yeah, speaking of going, going, going for Hackett, it seems like that's just his nature down in Disney after the season ended, and I can picture that completely.
Oh, my God. And he, like, has these nicknames for all the kids, though. It's like Shoopaloop and, like, just these crazy names. And he actually has them, like, written on his shoes, like the Nike IDs. He has his kids' names on them. It's something funny that he just cracks me up everything he does. I remember one. I'll give you a story about why I think of Hackett right away. We were playing the Bearcats, Cincinnati. So that week he was walking around talking about like the craziest combination you could make of an animal, like the most intense, scary animal you can make. And the funny things that he was coming up with, like mid practice, we'd like be running a play, and after he's like, yeah, like an anaconda spider or something like that. Like, just the most ridiculous combination. So he always finds a way to make things interesting and fun. Just think of an anaconda and like a tarantula combination, like ridiculous. So
all I can picture from what I'm hearing is you putting a nice hit in practice on Jay Bromley and Coach Hackett saying, "Nice job, Justin. By the way, tiger, caterpillar, crazy animal."
Yeah, exactly. Like, he wasn't even like, it was like, "Coach, you're running no huddle. I got to run a play literally in 2 seconds. Like, don't tell me that right now." So, yeah. But at the same time, he knows when to turn it on and when business becomes business. And that's the, finding that happy medium is tough, but he was able to do it.
And I believe that ability to have a sense of humor is important in any job, to not take everything so seriously and help people to relax and build those relationships, because that's what life's all about. Before I let you go, Justin, I want to get from you here that despite all the changes and everything that's been going on, how do you define Syracuse football as a whole of what it truly is?
I couldn't put one word on the program, but I think that the program isn't just about winning football games. Winning football games is a byproduct of Syracuse building men. The program has made me into the man I am today, and I think if you talk to any person that comes into contact with any of Coach Marone's players throughout these past 4 years, they'll tell you what type of guys in the community we are, what type of men we are. And I think Syracuse is doing things the right way, and that's the best way you can play college football, and it's the best way to live your life. So that's what I would say about the program and the direction it's in.
Well, Justin, I appreciate it, as always, you coming on the show. And I already have an idea in my head for the next time we talk, and that would be centered around the Pew crew that's all over Twitter. I think we could definitely do a full broadcast about that.
Yeah, definitely. I you might have to interview my sister and my cousins because they're the ones running the show. So I think as whatever team I end up going to, I'll have to get it going there, too, and hopefully we'll be able to make it a household name.
Well, from what I took of the audience of the Temple game, it sounds like it was your family and loved ones and a few Philadelphia fans.
Yeah, exactly. We had 200 strong. It was the craziest game I've ever been a part of. I mean, I would look up and it was just chant my name the whole entire game. There was a huge fat head of me. Like, it was funny.
Once again, that was Justin Pugh, Syracuse football alum and NFL prospect, forgoing his final season of eligibility to go out to the NFL and do everything that he can to try and make it onto an NFL team and realize his dream of playing professionally. Coming up here on to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora for an exclusive right here on WakeUpCallDT.com, part of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media, LLC. I want to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, where you can get a Wake Up Call Sunday, the only place where you can get My Sunday, and now you can get it with less calories. Carvel Light, Same great taste, wonderful flavor, folks. If you love Carvel, you love that taste, you've loved it your whole life, maybe you just had it for the first time, now you can have it with less calories. So why not go over to Carvel DeWitt right now and try it out, and try it with that Wake Up Call Sunday or whatever Sunday you want. Listen, you deserve to give yourself a treat every once in a while, and now it's less calories, so you don't have to feel bad doing it. Carvel DeWitt on East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard in Syracuse. Also want to thank Carrie and Daly Physical Therapy. Carrie and Daly, truly, I have to thank you personally for everything that you've done for me to get my knee to a place where I could truly feel strong, truly feel like I'm getting back to having a healthier body. And that's not something that I had a couple of years ago. I didn't have anybody caring about me, truly. And for those people where the physical therapy started working, I was taken away from that physical therapy and wasn't able to finish things the way that I wanted to. And that was a very tough part in my life. But now I'm blessed enough to have found a nice family at Carrie and Daly Physical Therapy. 5 different locations in upstate New York. They make things easy for you. Call 652-4323, and that's a 315 area code. That's 315-652-4323 to get on your path to hope like me. And help yourselves out, folks. Listen, I had my pain in my knee. I went through a lot with my knee. I didn't think that people were going to truly care enough to get me better. I had all these things that I felt were against me. Then I met Paula Carey at Carey and Daly Physical Therapy, one of the co-owners of the company, beginners of the company. And with all the work that she has done in 5 locations and how she's always bouncing around, she has taken the time to truly care about my injury, care about me as a person. And you don't get that everywhere you go. So I have to honestly say that for Paula Carey and her team, I feel welcome. I feel okay with what I need to do to get my body better. I'm willing to put the work in because I know that it's helping. If I have a question, they answer it. Unlike some places that just tell you what to do and use big words and jargon that we don't all know, you know, medical terms that we don't understand. They really care about you. And I think the biggest thing I could say about Carrie and Daly Physical Therapy is that I feel privileged to be there because of the way that they treat me. So go to Carrie and Daly Physical Therapy, one of those 5 locations. Call 315-652-4323 to get your body right, folks. We need to get on a path to hope, and we could do it together. I've started, and I want you to be a part of it, too. So call that number, 315-652-4323. Also want to put a special thank you out there to Drysig Apparel and FanHands.com, both with a good friend of mine and someone that's great in the community, really does a lot, has a good heart, works his butt off. This is a guy who has worked for years to try and give the best products that he can find and do something special, to truly be a guy that you can trust when you're buying a sports product, be it a shirt or a jersey or a hat or fan hands. And I really have to commend him on his effort to truly be something special and to make his own way. And he has definitely rubbed off on me in learning how to fight and fight fair and fight with a positive message. And so I have to thank Mark Jones of Drysig Apparel and FanHands.com for all of your tireless effort, your work, the fact that you're always going. You've provided Wake Up Call with Dan Satora with men's t-shirts, with women's t-shirts that can also be used for breast cancer awareness if you're doing a walk or a run or whatever that may be. He's given us hats, and he's also provided phenomenal prizes for those of you that have connected with me, with the show, and with the company, Dan Satora Broadcast Media, LLC. So to Mark Jones, I can't thank you enough for your hard work. And I think that anyone who wants to know whether or not you can do it on your own and do it with truly belief in yourself and an effort to go up against the biggest of the bigs, I say Mark Jones is a living testament that you can. I also want to thank, finally, the Syracuse Silver Knights, a team that I got to call home right from the beginning. I got to call out their first game as their PA announcer. Also got to be on MISLLiveSoccer.com for my first ever commentating job as a soccer commentator and a soccer analyst, which was very, very nice, because I've done basketball, MU courtside that's on in Scranton, Pennsylvania, northeastern Pennsylvania. I started that back in 2003. And to be a part of this and have this as another job, but more so a home, I would say. You know, when I do what I do, folks, I don't feel like I'm working. And that's why I suggest to you to go after your dreams, so that when you get up in the morning to do work or a job or however you want to define it, it doesn't feel like that. It just feels like you're getting up and you're being yourself. You know, you're getting up and being John Smith. You're getting up and being Jane Doe, and you're happy with that. Not, I hope I can be myself when I get out at 5, or I can't wait till this weekend when I can finally unwind and not be depressed and anxious. You know, when I get up, I go out and I do what I love. And that truly, truly has been a huge part of my life, that I don't have to not be Dan Totora or give up Dan Totora at any point in my day. And I've worked hard to do that, and I want to thank the Syracuse Silver Knights, who have worked hard to do that in this community with so many teams that have failed and not been able to stay in, and I feel for those teams. The Syracuse Silver Knights have worked tirelessly to be a part of your life, and they try so hard and do so many great things for the community, for veterans, for breast cancer. Everything that they've done, I want to thank them for going out to the schools, to elementary schools, and everything that they do in the community. They're not just a soccer team, and that's what I love. And so I commend Tommy Tanner and the entire staff, John Raymond, Pete Raymond, everyone that's put together that community that has been so strong. Doug Taylor, who literally, I mean, the products, from scarves to t-shirts to jerseys to sweatpants to everything that they have, just a great logo, great ideas, and great people behind them pushing them forward. And I can't wait to see them go throughout history and really, really have a strong connection, not only with the Syracuse community, but with New York as a whole and this country. And I also want to thank Woody's Jerkwater Pub for everything that they've done, the Super Bowl party that we had, one of my most successful events that I've ever done in my life. And I truly, truly appreciated everything there. The prizes, nobody left without a prize. We had Rob Drummond come out, NFL, CFL, and Syracuse University alum, who you can hear every single week right here and only here on Back on the Field. It's one of the tabs here on wakeupcalldt.com. All you have to do is click on it, and you can listen to any of our shows. The most recent show is on the top between Rob Drummond and myself, all the way to the first show that we've ever done. So if you've missed anything, this is the first time you're hearing about it, or you missed last week's, whatever it may be, you never miss a beat, never miss a down Back on the Field with Rob Drummond and myself. He was out at the party. Syracuse Silver Knights were out at the party. And you were out at the party, which was great. That's a phenomenal, phenomenal thing to have. That's why I do these events, because I don't believe I'm above anybody. I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I don't think my opinion is God's opinion, and that's it. I love talking with you, and I had the opportunity to talk with people that I know, to talk with longtime listeners, and to talk to people that I had never met before. And that, events like that, and because of places like Woody's Jerkwater Pub, that's how I can get out to the community. And that's a wonderful place to watch any game. We went there on numerous Sundays. We had our fantasy football league started there for the two Central New York leagues in our inaugural season here in Central New York, and looking forward to doing that again. Went back there on Sundays to watch the games. Had the Super Bowl party there. It was just a great, great time with friends and listeners and people that become friends because they're listeners. So, you know, I can't thank Woody's enough for the atmosphere. I love the local bar. I love that they put on a free buffet for the Super Bowl, and everything that they did, they really just worked tirelessly to make sure that everything ran smoothly, and it did. I mean, that event was so smooth and so relaxing, and I really got to spend time with you out there. So make sure you come to the next event, and definitely make sure you get out to Woody's. If you're ever watching a game, that is the place to go, right in Matty Dale, across from Northern Lights, folks. That is your place. When it comes to wanting to see your team get the W, go to the W. Woody's, Jerkwater Pub, right in Mattydale. Make sure you get out there, folks. So my thank yous to the entire community of Dantotora Broadcast Media, LLC, and WakeUpCallDT.com, where you are right now, where sports meets life. Listen every single week, always finding something new. Follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT, and on Twitter, @CallDT, and all the other ways that you can get us on iTunes, get us on YouTube. So many ways to interact with the show and interact with the company itself. There is never a dull moment when it comes to WakeUpCallDT.com and Dan Totora Broadcast Media, LLC. I thank you all for all of your support, for listening in, and for being such a big part of my dream and my life. I may never meet some of you, so let me say this now, and may you always remember it. Thank you for all that you do. I'll talk to you very soon here on WakeUpCallDT.com. This is Dan Totora. Take care.